20 before Pilate.
After the Sanhedrin had condemned Christ, the religious leaders took him at once to Pilate, the Roman governor, to have the sentence confirmed and executed. The Jewish priests and rulers could not enter Pilate's judgment hall themselves. According to the ceremonial laws of their nation, they would defile themselves if they did so. It would prevent them from taking part in the Feast of the Passover. In their spiritual blindness, they did not see that Christ was the real Passover lamb. Since they had rejected him, the great feast had for them lost its meaning. As Pilate beheld Jesus, he saw a noble and dignified man. Christ's face showed no trace of evil. Pilate turned to the priests and asked, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" John 18:29. His enemies were not prepared for the question. They knew that they could bring no truthful evidence on which the Roman governor would condemn him. So the priests called the false witnesses to their aid. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Luke 23:2. This was false, for Christ had plainly permitted the payment of taxes to Caesar. When the religious leaders had tried to entrap him on this very matter, he had said, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's." Matthew 22:21. The testimony of the false witnesses did not fool Pilate. He turned to the Savior and asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." Matthew 27:11. When they heard this answer, Caiaphas and those who were with him called Pilate to witness that Jesus had admitted the crime of which they accused him. Noisily, they demanded that Pilate sentence him to death. When Christ did not answer his accusers, Pilate said to him, "Do you answer nothing? See how many things they testify against you." But Jesus still answered nothing. Mark 15:4-5. Pilate was perplexed. He saw no evidence of crime in Jesus, and he had no confidence in those accusing him. The noble appearance and quiet manner of the Savior contrasted with the excitement and fury of the religious leaders. Impressed with this, the Roman official was satisfied that he was innocent. Hoping to gain the truth from him, he took Jesus off by himself. "Are you the King of the Jews?" John 18:33, he questioned. Christ did not give a direct answer, but instead asked, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Verse 34. The Spirit of God was working on Pilate. Jesus wanted his question to lead him to examine his own heart more closely. Pilate understood the meaning of the question. As his own heart opened before him, he felt convicted. But pride arose in his heart. "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Verse 35. Pilate's golden opportunity had passed. But Jesus desired Pilate to understand that he had not come to be an earthly king. "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Verse 36. Pilate then asked, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Verse 37. Pilate had a desire to know the truth. His mind was confused. He eagerly grasped the words of the Savior. As his heart stirred with a great longing to know what the truth really was and how he could obtain it, he asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Verse 38. But he did not wait to receive an answer. The tumult of the crowd outside the Hall of Justice had increased to a roar. The priests clamored for immediate action. Their shouts reminded Pilate that he must make a decision. Going out to the people, he declared, "I find no fault in him at all." Verse 38. These words from a pagan judge were a scathing rebuke to the falsehood of the rulers of Israel who were accusing the Savior. As the priests and elders heard Pilate's conclusion, their disappointment and rage exploded. They had long plotted and waited for this opportunity. As they saw the possibility that Pilate might release Jesus, they seemed ready to tear him in pieces. They lost all reason and self-control. Cursing and denouncing Pilate, they behaved more like demons than human beings. The rulers threatened to get him into trouble with the Roman government. They accused Pilate of refusing to condemn Jesus, who, they claimed, had set himself up against Caesar. Then they shouted, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place." Luke 23:5. Pilate at this time had no thought of condemning Jesus. He was sure of his innocence. But when he heard that Christ was from Galilee, he decided to send him to Herod, the ruler of that province, who was then in Jerusalem. By doing this, Pilate tried to shift the responsibility of the trial from himself to Herod. Jesus was faint from hunger and weary from loss of sleep. He was also suffering from the cruel treatment he had received. But Pilate again turned him over to the soldiers. The soldiers dragged him away amid the jeers and insults of the merciless mob.